Hey, in San Angelo, and I'm just gonna say San Angelo because that's who's really listening to this show. How many houses have you had that you said these? It's beyond repair. Of how many probably you've done in so many years?
Thousands. Yes.
So that's not a common deal.
Right.
So what would be one that would say it's so bad you can't fix it?
Most of them are pier and beam, or they're a slab house if it has no rebar in the house. There's no, if it's got 4 or 5 inch drop on it, there is no fixing. It will never go back, and it can even cause more issues. And that would be when you'd have to bring a contractor in, maybe pour new footers around the house. But I see a lot of them, the slabs are supposed to be anywhere from 4.5 to 6 inches deep. Some of them are 2 inches. Sometimes I find rebar that's supposed to be in the concrete, it's laying below the concrete. Then you have houses with wire mesh. If you get a big crack and it's separated, it's uneven, there is no rebar in it. If the cracks open up 0.5 inch to 3/4 inch, there is no rebar.
Which by code should not be correct done that way.
Correct. Unless there was not very big code enforcement back in the days when they built a lot of these houses, because a lot of these neighborhoods are tract homes. They get them up quick. You know, they just scrape the soil, build the houses. But I've seen a lot of these issues.
Okay. I had a question. I'm glad you said that just like that. There's a cement they're selling now, or maybe they've been selling for a while, and it has the fiberglass mesh in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And they're saying that it doesn't have to have the rebar in it.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Okay, let's give it some time. That's what I want to ask, because I think it'd be better to use that cement maybe with rebar in it.
Correct.
And do it. Folks, there's one thing I do want to talk about, and other than Mark being a friend of mine, he became a business friend of mine because of all the stuff he's helped me with and helped my clients and my friends with. I'm going to tell you one thing that's most important, and I can't say just exclusively Concho Valley that I know, but they're the only ones I do know that has this. On a personal note, I know for a fact, by selling houses, if you use somebody that has a warranty versus if it was the same price, if they're more, let me tell you how much the warranty's worth. Number one, instead of saying, I have a house that's been wrecked and fixed, that's what you have to say.
Right.
Say, I have a house that has a lifetime warranty or a 10-year warranty on the foundation. First off, I can tell you the sales goes a lot easy.
Much faster.
Most important of all, in that process, when it goes to the underwriters, the buyer's getting a loan, and it says, slab has lifetime warranty. Guess what the underwriter does? Nothing. It goes right through. If it says slab has been repaired, half the time the underwriters kick them out and will not make the loan on the house. That's how important the warranty phase is. So talk about the warranty.
Well, the warranty is very important because, like you say, when I was in the Metroplex years ago, there was 24 companies when I started in the business 22 years ago. When I left, there was 290. There was no permits, no call for a structural engineer, nothing. You had all the riffraff you can imagine out there. Homes that promised a lifetime warranty, the company would go out and sell, put in piers for a year, year and a half. As soon as the warranty started coming in, shut down, opened up under another name. It is very important that you get a very good, reputable company. And the homes on the warranties, we give a 3-year on pier and beam because those are surface pads. We do give a lifetime on the structure on a slab. And it's very important because you get a lot of people coming in, they've got questions. A lot of people are coming in from the Metroplex that go through all these issues. But in the Metroplex, you have to have a structural engineer, you have to have a permit before you can do the job. If you get caught doing the job without those two, $2,000 per man fine. And that has put a lot of those bad boys out of business.
Question was asked me, what happens if Concho Valley goes out of business?
Well, we've got a young group of people coming in. The owner, the original owner of the company has retired. His son, which is the CFO of the company, is 34 years old. We got Jeremy Cloud, who's the CEO. He just turned 40. So they're not going anywhere. We've got 7 operations in West Texas. And I plan on being here. I'm going to retire here, and I'm going to enjoy life and hopefully bring my son in from Lubbock to come down here and take over this operation.
Well, Mark, I want to tell you, as a real estate professional, I appreciate you. I know a lot of my cohorts use you, and we appreciate it. You've saved some deals. You've saved some houses. You've made the buyers and sellers happy, which is the most important part, you know, to keep everybody happy and know what's going on. But, folks, I do want to stress to you, if you think you have a concern, and I want Mark to end it, but we're running out of time, but if you see something, give him a call. Say, please come check my house, because I know it's like when you're getting sick, if you catch it early, it's not near as expensive to fix as if you wait till it's too late.
Correct. Exactly.
So how do they get a hold of you?
Just call Terry, my office manager, at 325-227-3758. If you think you have an issue, give us a call. I can talk to you over the phone if that'll work for you. If not, I'd give free estimates. And if I can save you some heartache, a lot of people think they're going to spend $20,000. I had a customer, she had $20,000 put away for a job. It was $1,950. I mean, that
wouldn't be my luck, folks.
No, but she was a very happy lady. Yeah. But that's just the way it is. You know, just don't get too worried. Call me. I'll come out and tell you exactly what you're getting into. And it may be solutions of just gutter, landscaping, things that we can try before you have to do any work on your home.
And folks, if you kind of got in the middle of the show, you're getting out of church, you're fixing to walk into church, you can always go to sallison.com, and we'll have Mark's show on there so you can listen to him. Go back, that way you can write down his number, you can get all the information. But this is in San Angelo in West Texas, but more than, of course, this is the place I know the best.
Right.
This is the place you need to be real, real careful, because this is something that really, literally could cost you $20,000, and you can avoid it.
Correct.
So let's do it. Let's take care. Y'all have a great, great week, and we'll catch you next Sunday.